Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And of course, it's Tuesday. Excuse me. And I have the busy throat. But we're going to kick off with a little bit of guncraft with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. I had the grass cut, so of course everything is all. I'm getting hypersensitive as I get older to certain things. I find myself.
I find that. Myself as well, man. I get hyper sensitive around stupid people.
Okay. We digress. That was some good humor. I like that. So, when I called Dave today, I decided to lob the ball in his court, and I am absolutely on pins wanting to hear about this. You have come to some sort of a change of heart or revelation regarding marksmanship, haven't you?
Well, yeah, but it's more of a conclusion, I guess. I've been trying to crack the code on this issue for quite a while, and I believe I have. The way... And it's not, it's everything marksmanship and combat marksmanship related. But it's not, I wouldn't say it's a new concept. I wouldn't say nobody's thought of this before.
Right.
But I have not seen anybody do anything about it. Because it will require such a shift in thinking and focus on how to train and practice, it might be too new, so to speak, for people to readily accept, which would actually be very sad because, with the time thing being the issue in respect to acquiring skill, I'm offering you a shorter route to get where you want to be, so to speak.
Right.
And here it is. If you take into consideration, training and what's out there and what's available, and from where I'm at, there has never been a better environment than today to be able to go and seek out and pick qualified individuals to teach you what it is you want to learn. It's awesome. A lot of good people out there. Of course, there's a lot of less than people out there, but how do you figure that out? That's your whole due diligence on who you're getting your training from, and that's, if anybody, really signs up for a gig and goes to a gig and say, wow, I didn't have a good time, I didn't really learn anything, that's on them. They should have done their homework before they went there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But dig this. Coming back on point, if you look at, how you understand how people readily reinforce fundamental stuff. It's fundamental this, fundamental that. Your ability to perfect the fundamentals is what's going to carry you. Blah, 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 right? Are you familiar with that?
Yes, sir.
Well, check this out. I've been doing a little homework, and I went to my library of, shooting materials I've put together over time, and pretty much you can see the thread where people are using marksmanship fundamentals developed for bullseye shooting and trying to make them fit the combat marksmanship realm, right? And as everybody's done, and I've done it myself, I'm not excluding myself from the pile. I've only come to realize it doesn't, there's a better way to go about doing business in the last couple of years, even though I've been doing it differently for quite a while. I feel strong enough about my conclusion to document what I'm in the process of documenting what I'm trying to explain. But dig this. My position is, if you're so fascinated with the fundamentals and perfecting the fundamentals and all that, and that's your gig, that's cool. All I'm trying to do is encourage you to relax on that a little bit and take into consideration that in respect to how we kind of culturally and socially have our system set up to learn, which is kind of a crawl, walk, run. Think about this, man, as it applies to training and the cost, time, energy, resources. Your average bear doesn't have the resources to train once a quarter or more often. Maybe once a year, once or twice a year, maybe. So, therefore, let's just say you follow the tier system of going to training course A before you go to training course B before C, and so on, right? But you're trying to, here's the crux of the problem right up front is you have to, there are two different disciplines, strict marksmanship and bullseye shooting, and the information and tactics and techniques developed for bullseye shooting don't readily correlate over to combat shooting, right?
Right.
So if your intent as the average bear is to acquire combat marksmanship ability, but you don't know anything about guns, so you have to start out learning how to hit with it first, that's important, right? And that's where the emphasis and focus on marksmanship should be, because it's a parasitic relationship. Your combat marksmanship ability is going to be based off of and thrive off of your marksmanship ability, also known as knowing what it is to deliver a precision shot. And there's also different flavors of timing that come into play of the problem when you focus on combat shooting. Whereas the timing and aspects of bullseye shooting are readily there and must be met. The timing issues in combat marksmanship become that much more complex, and your understanding of time and time awareness is developed in the marksmanship realm. You see what I mean?
I do. Hold on right there, because I got a question when we get back. Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com. You can find him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington, and on Instagram at SDave_Harrington. Check out everything he's got going on, because he's not often idle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, and we're talking about trying to disengage one mindset to accept another. But I want to ask you a question, Dave, about the way I look at precision shooting and practicing and bullseye target shooting and all those other things. Sort of things. I look at those as sort of like shadow boxing. When you're working on technique and everything else, and then The problem with shadow boxing is you're developing all of the skills that go with it, the pivot on the heel and the head movement and the, you know, the fainting and all that other stuff. And it's the emphasis is on technique and precision.
Right.
However, in combat shooting, where, I get a lot of criticism because of the way I shoot. But when I'm shooting at steel. It's about the size of a pie plate.
Right.
And, I'm shooting at 15, 20 yards, and I'm putting all the shots on the pie plate, but they're not all in one spot. And that's because when I'm shooting, I don't get out there and, you know, I sometimes do shoot for precision, but when I'm shooting a la combat,
right,
my thought is that a bunch of hits downrange as fast as I can get them down there, hitting something the size of a pie plate.
Well, as long as you're hitting reasonably, but your goal is to hit the pie plate, right?
Right.
So as long as you hit the pie plate, you're good.
Right.
And normally, well, it depends on what size pie plate is, but if you think about, and here's why I'm fixing to reinforce your point. If you take pretty much even an IDPA target, but any hunting target, like for bow hunters, stuff like that, right? If you take a look at a target that is going to provide you with killing zones as your reference in respect to heart lung area of a kill shot, almost you would be surprised how comparative the size of the kill zone is, 8 inches.
Right.
So if you're using an 8-inch pie plate and, you know, you can still do, cheetah flips and hit the pie plate, you're doing what you need to be doing.
Right.
And that's the beauty of combat shooting. However, I'll caution you.
Yes.
Just because I don't want you to fall into that trap of thinking, because I've heard people say, well, it's good enough for combat. But you very well may be required by circumstance to deliver a precision shot in combat.
Yes, that's right, that's right.
And yep. your skills better support it.
Right.
Or, you're going to have to do something different. But coming back on point, that's an excellent choice on your part. As far as selecting a pie plate, because generally most of your commercially available targets that provide a kill zone, they're comparable, 8-inch
right.
circle.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, my thought is that a really well accomplished combat shooter has got to develop the awareness to know when that kind of, send a wall of lead at a pie plate versus taking a shot at a guy's face who's peering over the shoulder of your granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know.
Definitely you're spot on with that.
Yeah. So you got to know which.
Your judgment is critical.
Yeah.
And here's what I know about your judgment. About your judgment in respect to making that kind of a call. What is required to solve this problem? It's a confidence issue. One, it's what do you know and what can you do? But what I do know is that if you lack confidence in making the shot, you're probably not going to fire. Probably not going to do it.
Nope.
But it also depends. Is it a point target? Is it an area target? There's so many moving parts to combat shooting. That's why I put strict emphasis on your reserve ammo. How much do you actually carry, And even from a pistol standpoint, a pistol's really not the best tool to be fighting with. But due to circumstance and, the immediate requirements of, carrying concealed and all that other stuff, it's a protection mindset, right? It's not an offensive mindset. or it's not a, I haven't tried to articulate this, but...
I kind of think it's a fluid mindset. I mean, you're reacting, you're going into self-defense, but you're going to have to move pretty quick to mitigate.
Well, yeah, but... Oh, I was in the stratosphere. I was trying to give you an example. But coming back on point, from a training standpoint, the crawl, walk, run thing doesn't work, and I'll tell you why. If you have to come to program A before program B, and B before C, and so on, based on your life's experience and what you're bringing to the table right now, what are your goals? And let's just say you're the average bear. You just got your concealed carry permit, did whatever to meet the requirements, and you got your permit. But you don't really know how to shoot. The thing is, you have to learn how to hit well, but you have to focus on learning both types of shooting. You have to focus on strict marksmanship principles and fundamentals to learn what you need to know to be able to hit well with that pistol at all distances within the capability of the caliber that you're firing.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But the combat shooting is a different animal, so you have to practice and continue to work and improve your marksmanship ability at the same time that you're learning combat shooting concepts, applications of fire, blah, blah, blah. All the moving parts.
Well, I was going to say, yes, it's something you got to do concurrently. You got to do it at the same time. You got to be like, when you go train, you got to do, or when you go practice.
And right, exactly. Like,
you got,
today I'm going to practice strict marksmanship.
Hang on right there for me. Hang on right there for me. Coming up on the next break,
yep.
Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Trying to explain the difference between bullseye, which you got to learn, and combat shooting, which you got to learn, and the importance and the stresses. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a news conference from the White House this morning, President Joe Biden announced a U.S. ban on Russian oil imports.
We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. This is a move that has strong bipartisan support in Congress and, I believe, in the country. Americans have rallied to support the Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war.
As inflation continues to rise and the cost of a gallon of gasoline has hit an all-time new record high, now the U.S. trade deficit has widened to a record high amid a surge in imports, potentially setting up trade to remain a drag on economic growth throughout the first quarter. The Commerce Department said the trade deficit jumped to 9.4% to an all-time high of $89.7 billion. This is USA Radio News. Students are off today in Minneapolis-St. Paul as teachers have gone on strike.
Teachers in Minneapolis are going on strike after failing to reach an agreement on a new contract. Union members say they cannot reach agreement on wages, caps on class sizes, or more mental health services for students. The strike will keep some 29,000 students at home. By contrast, teachers across the river in St. Paul reached a tentative agreement averting a strike there. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
About 10,000 mail ballots were tabulated but not counted in Texas's most populous county on the day of last week's election, adding to the delay in determining some of the winners from the nation's first primary of the 2022 midterms. Elections officials in Harris County, home to Houston, said an oversight led to those ballots not being counted. Those votes, 6,000 Democratic, 4,000 Republican, will be added to the final tallies today. The March 1st primary was the first statewide election that took place under Texas's new voting laws. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC, and making the student's day a little more rounded, I would say. Laying out a blueprint to get things aligned in the right way. And do you think, like, I have seen people who are precision shooters, and very good precision shooters with a rifle.
Right.
And they move to their handgun, and they have trouble divorcing the idea that every shot doesn't need to fit into something the size of a dime with the handgun.
Right.
And I think that's myself. Yeah, I think that's a great idea to be able to put shots in at that precision. That's the moment when you got to take a 25-yard shot and somebody's peering over the shoulder of your granddaughter.
Right.
That's when you employ that. But if you're out there, if you're out there and you're in the open and you have no cover, you got to make a wall of lead going at them to sort of take their mind off the fact that they were trying to shoot you, don't you?
Absolutely. And see, the thing about it is, in respect to time, one, never be in a hurry to die, but you got to get it done at some point. But the what I've seen in strict bullseye shooters, and I've seen this three times in my life, which is a very low percentage. However, the concept is the same. Good bullseye shooters do not want to press the trigger clean unless they have the perfect sight alignment or, you know, sight picture.
Sure.
And the first time I witnessed it, I'm like doing a timed firing exercise for a dude, right? And he shot extremely well, but he, like, went way over time doing it. So, you know, it was a pass-fail gig, so he failed. And I'm like, dude, you shoot well enough, you could have burned this down. What's going on with you, man? It's like you seem to be functioning in a quagmire of molasses. And he's like, well, I just wanted to make sure that every round was a good shot. And what it made me realize is, okay, cool. in the bullseye environment or the marksmanship environment, you want best case scenario. You want to see what you need to see in order to perform well or produce the smallest possible group, right?
Right.
But it takes time to do that. In the combat marksmanship realm of combat shooting, what it made me realize is, you know, from, and this is coming from me, what it made me realize about myself was when I'm focused on strict marksmanship, sure, time is a factor in respect to making a good shot or timing the shot, but you have all the time in the world to do it. Whereas in combat marksmanship, time is a premium. You don't want to spend the rest of your life aiming, you know, make the gun go bang. But in line with that statement, what it made me realize is I'm always working with less than perfect, always.
Right.
So it becomes an experience-based judgment call in respect to what you see, think, and feel while you're trying to fire a combat exercise in respect to what's good enough to hit well enough, and consider the target that you're engaging neutralized, and then shift to the next target. But there's so many different variables, such as, one, movement. Normally, well, everything's moving.
Hold up there for me 1 second, because you mentioned something, and I think this is okay. Important to make sure people understand this. You mentioned they are reluctant to do a fresh press of the trigger. Explain.
They see a perfect sight alignment.
Right. So explain to people why a fresh press on the trigger and what that is.
Okay, clean. Boy, that's a can of worms, bro. But I'll handle it.
Well, I mean, I take that to mean that sometimes your finger is coming off the trigger to re-engage it.
Yeah, but I'll cover down on that.
Okay.
What's more important first is that you know how, and now this is going to be based on make, model, type of trigger, you know, all of it.
Right.
Of the pistol that you choose to use. You have double action, single action, double action only. Of course, the standalone 1911 trigger, the safe action trigger groups, blah, blah, blah. But here's one thing that about pressing the trigger clean straight to the rear does. It keeps the gun on target. If you think about your grip, now you can think right hand only, left hand only, or two hands on the gun. Okay, your grip, what you're doing with the pistol doesn't matter. How you press the trigger is what I'm talking about.
Right.
When you place your finger on the trigger, just because of the biomechanics of how your hands work, it's a physical impossibility to put your finger on the trigger straight. And I think that's what a lot of people initially try to do. They think that their trigger finger, you know, the pad of that left or the last pad of your trigger finger needs to be straight or horizontal in the trigger guard. And that's out. If the size of your hands and the size of the gun that you're using allow you to do that, that's total coincidence. But I have yet, because, you know, I have pretty big paws, when I put my finger on the trigger on a G45, my trigger finger is actually pointed downward at a 45-degree angle.
Mine, too.
Right?
Yeah.
So that blows the whole theory of, you know, having your finger on the trigger straight and then pressing the trigger. That allows you to press the trigger straight to the rear. That's out. You have to learn how to do that. But now think about this. Energy takes the path of least resistance, right? So dig it. If you're firing one hand only in the right hand, the mass of your hand is on the right side of the pistol. So when you press the trigger, what are you most probably going to do? Steer the gun to the left a little bit.
Yep.
As you physically action the trigger, right? Because there's no mass on the left side of the gun. So the gun is that much more unstable to the left side. You only have key points of contact firing one hand only, either the right or the left. You have your hand or your palm and your thumb wrapped around the frame. And guess what? Your trigger finger. So depending, here's what, this is why I got away from white Slicky Boy triggers and started using stock triggers. I can be much more aggressive with the gun and get away with the gun not going bang than I can with a very light Slicky Boy trigger. It also will, and when I say get aggressive with the gun, there are times where I actually, you know, combat firing exercise, there are times that I actually will steer the gun into the target. For example, if I'm moving and the target's moving and I only have a brief window of what's acceptable to hit, if my alignment is skewed, you know, my gun target line is skewed, well, that's no excuse or reason to not hit the target. I will apply the appropriate pressure to the trigger in the appropriate direction the round needs to go and kind of steer that round or that hit into the target.
Hold on right there. Hang on right there. Coming up on the last break. Yeah. Trigger talk. I love it. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more.
Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been talking about you got to develop two skill sets at one time. And, you know, Dave's trying to give you certain insights on the trigger and the grip and all this other stuff. But, you know, is it possible, before you carry on with the scripture, right, is it possible for somebody to actually teach themselves to do that successfully, or do they need to go seek out some help?
Well, I always encourage people to seek proper guidance, okay? And you've got to remember, firearms training, period, on any level of training, practicing, competing, is inherently dangerous. Because you make a serious mistake, you're going to pay serious consequences. So certainly you want to seek, you know, the appropriate guidance for the level of skill or ability that you have or don't have and want. Frankly, here's where the bullet meets the bone.
Sure.
You have to develop the discipline to practice, even if it's just a little bit every day or every other day. But see, the beauty of it is, it's my job. It's what I do. You know, periodically, you know, somebody will pay me a compliment. You know, hey, man, that was awesome. You know, you're a really good shooter. And it's like, you know, thank you. You acknowledge it. But the fact of the matter is, I'm supposed to be good. It's my job. It's what I do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I have to work at it. I've always had to work at it. Now there's things that I, you know, as far as reflexes and physical coordination and all that, I've got some God-given talent that I was born with, but, you still have to put the time in on the guns. And that's what escapes a lot of people. And
well,
instead of trying to do it and go ahead.
Well, let's point this out. When you're saying practice, when I practice, I'm trying to practice that I have been taught, and those
okay.
things that were corrected when I was taught. And
right.
I try to practice that, and some of the things are fairly easy to remember, and they're fairly easy to activate and make them work.
Right.
But when you're talking about the average Joe can't afford to go do a class a month and everything else, this is where the practice comes in, because
exactly.
you can go take a class once a year and try to practice on a fairly regular basis, maybe twice a month, and more often you can practice, the better, absolutely. But then go take the refresher course the following year and see what you've done, see what you've managed to retain.
Well, it also depends on the individual's level of awareness and motivation and all that. I've had guys come up after a gig Now, you got to figure, depending on, you know, the flavor of the gig, we'll call it a combat-related firing gig. But what I actually do, no matter what I do, I cover down on both strict marksmanship aspects of what we're doing and the combat aspects of what we're doing, and I mix it up. We may do, you know, a few strict marksmanship firing-related exercises, then I'll shift gears on you, and next thing we're doing is, you know, firing while moving, doing a cheetah flip at the halfway mark. You never know. And I like to keep it mixed up because it keeps things interesting. But at the end of the gig, I've had dudes come up to me and say, all right, man, what do I practice now? And it's like, you were present for the last couple of days, right?
Could have sworn I was just talking to you guys.
And it's like,
yeah.
But for example, let's just say this sake of conversation, we'll make it easy. Let's say we did 10 firing exercises over 2 days, all right? And what the dude should have done, already have done, is record those 10 firing exercises because each one of them is a practice session. You know, if I had one course of fire that had X flavor of stuff I enjoy doing, I may have, you know, somebody may have exposed me to it, and I shot it 3 or 4 times to retain the information of how to set it up and fire it.
Yep.
But then the onus is on me to go home, set it up, and fire it, you know, 20 times in a workout session. That's practicing. You see what I mean?
I do. I mean,
shoot it forward, backwards, upside down, sideways, and make sure that you capture the value of that firing exercise.
The beauty of, like, going to a class, say, like a tactical response, when they're putting you through a module of, okay, we're going to be pulling the gun from the draw, we want you to step to the right, and we want you to shoot it here. If you're willing to get up there and shoot on the firing line more than once or twice or 3 times, you can get the feel of that drill.
Right. And it's necessary for the cadre, whoever's running the training, to allow X amount of, that should be built into the program, X amount, once you expose, you know, a firing exercise, you should allow enough reps of the firing exercise, not so they turn into a bullseye shooter overnight, but so they retain the information so they can set it up and fire it legit on their own.
Right.
Now, this is one of the key points of interest. I know somebody out there is thinking, well, at the end of the gig, why don't you pass out a hard copy of the firing exercises that you cycled everybody through? Yeah, I could do that very easily, but I don't. Because why would I deny you an opportunity to excel and crush any initiative or motivation that you may have of your own to do the right thing at the right time every time, record the firing exercise, and make your own notes in respect to that specific firing exercise for your practice later? I'm not going to deny you that opportunity. I tell people right up front, before they ever get there, be prepared to take notes. Have note-taking material, period.
I mean, the easiest way to do it is to have somebody there with you and let them video what it's supposed to look like and what you're looking like as you build your way to it, and then video yourself while you're shooting and in your practice part of it. And, you know, look at where you're hitting on target.
Yeah, they don't. That's a very good point you just brought up, dude. Let me reinforce it a little bit. The camera misses nothing.
Yeah.
I never really started progressing until I started filming myself and basically watching myself in action and perform a self-critique. And these things aren't hard to do. A lot of what you need to know and be able to do is intuitive. But you have to intuitively figure it out once you understand how to apply yourself in the first place. You see what I mean?
I do. When you come up here, we're going to be filming from all kinds of angles and everything else. Going to be for me. I'll post it, but it's going to be for me just so I can look back at it and all this other stuff. We're about to run out of time in about a minute. Okay. So if you, in the fastest way possible, sum up what you've been trying to tell everybody.
The bottom line is the conclusion that I came to is you can't compare apples and oranges. Not going to happen. Marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to apply the principles of marksmanship to a firearm and produce an acceptable shot group. Combat marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to deliver fast, accurate, and lethal fire on the enemy without hesitation in adverse conditions within the rules of engagement. So by definition, they're not the same animal. So you have to intuitively figure out and seek the proper guidance and training so you can practice and up your game in both realms, because your combat shooting ability is going to thrive off of your marksmanship ability.
That's going to have to be the last word. Thank you for joining me today.
That was a killer summary, bro. Thank you for the opportunity, man.
Outstanding. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed. Find him at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. Coming up next is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.